Northern Pass and its opponents have been playing an expensive game of geographic chess, buying and blocking properties as the utility seeks a route from Canada to its rights-of-way line in Groveton. And being able to cross the Connecticut Lakes Headwaters Working Forest would be an enormous help to Northern Pass. The 171,000-acre tract was created in 2003. It was a complex deal involving state and federal agencies, as well as conservation groups and private landowners. About 146,000 of those acres are in a conservation easement held by the state's Department of Resources and Economic Development. Northeast Utilities has not made a formal request to DRED to cross the tract, but some Northern Pass opponents worry the move is so logical that a request could be in the works.
Right now, that is the only direct route they have.
That's Coos County Commissioner Rick Sampson, an opponent of the project. Northern Pass says it already has a new route, but it has repeatedly delayed providing any details. Asked whether the utility would like to cross the Connecticut Lakes headwaters, Northern Pass spokesman Michael Skelton said the company, quote, will not discuss the details of our new route until we publicly announce it. Mark Goldberg, a spokesman for Governor Hassan, said no such request has been received. If it were, Goldberg said the Attorney General would review it. Such a proposal would add a new and even more controversial aspect to Northern Pass, says Sampson.
As there are a tremendous amount of organizations and private individuals that donated to that Connecticut Lakes Headwaters tract to protect it. So, you know, should the state or the Attorney General even consider giving permission for Northern Pass to use that property, that would upset a great deal of people.
The Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests helped create the agreement for the conservation easement. And spokesman Jack Savage said the society believes a utility crossing the land is not allowed. But it could be a while before anyone knows for sure what Northern Pass has planned. During a conference call with analysts last week, a Northern Pass official said it was likely the new route wouldn't be announced until July. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.